Governor Harvey Lowell Wolman, 26th Governor of South Dakota. Years in office, 1978 to 1979. Date of birth, May 14, 1935, in Frankfort, South Dakota. Governor Harvey Wolman was the 26th Governor of South Dakota, serving from 1978 to 1979. Wolman was born on March 14, 1935, in Frankfort, South Dakota, and grew up on his family's farm in Spink County. Wolman graduated from Dolan High School in 1953. He married Ann Geigel in 1958, and they had three children, Christine, Michael, and Daniel. Wolman attended Bethel College in St. Paul, Minnesota, and then served in the U.S. Army from 1958 to 1960. After leaving the Army, he completed his degree at Huron College in 1961. After college, Wolman returned to his family farm. He was elected to the state Senate, serving from 1969 to 1975. He became a legislative leader, serving the Democratic caucus as both minority leader and majority leader. In the legislature, Wolman was a sponsor of several major pieces of legislation, including the creation of the State Investment Council, the founding of the Housing Development Authority, and the establishment of the 4-year degree-granting School of Medicine at the University of South Dakota. In 1974, Governor Richard Canipe invited Wolman to join him on the Democratic ticket as the candidate for lieutenant governor. The Canipe-Wolman team was elected, and Wolman took office in 1975. Governor Canipe resigned in 1978 to become the U.S. ambassador to Singapore. Wolman became the first lieutenant governor to succeed to the governorship, taking office on July 24, 1978. He was sworn in as governor by his brother, Chief Justice Roger Wolman. Although Governor Wolman only served in office for 5 months, he was not a caretaker. As governor, he focused on water project development, proposed a plan to accelerate the elimination of the personal property tax, and highlighted the threat that railroad abandonment posed to the agricultural industry. Governor Wolman left office in 1979. He and his wife continued to reside on their farm in Spink County. Wolman was honored in 2013 by the Trail of Governors with a life-size bronze statue by sculptor John Lopez. The statue, placed at the intersection of Pier Street and Dakota Avenue in downtown Pier, portrays Wolman delivering a speech.